Good evening, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac, in the studio tonight with three machines, the Victrola 14, the Victor the Fourth, and the Edison Standard D, playing 2 and 4 minute cylinders. That's right, I'll be playing some 2 minute cylinders tonight, some 4 minute cylinders, and 10-inch records. I'm going to be doing some singers, doing some songs, some instrumentalists, and then some early country or old-timey music, as they would call it, because they didn't know what to call it at the time. We first heard there from Isham Jones and his orchestra on a Brunswick record from 1922, I believe, called All Wrong. And let's get right into our first set of early records. We're going to first hear an Edison 2-minute cylinder record from 1907. Here's Mr. Bob Roberts with a tune called What's the Use?
Hi, Bob. Bob Roberts, that's my... So What's the Use? Sung by Bob Roberts, Edison Records. Some call this the best old world that nature could contrive. One thing's sure that none of us get out of it alive. Things go on year after year in much the same old style. Makes you sometimes wonder whether anything's worthwhile. No one knows just where the world is going to so fast. Life's one great conundrum which we all give up at last. All the dreaming, all the scheming since the days of yore seems to land us just precisely where we were before. So what's the use of all these cunning little babies growing up to homely men? Or what's the use of people growing old and dying if we must be born again? Oh, what's the use of lending anyone a five spot if next day he borrows 10? All single folks, it's said, will always wish that they were wed, and those who are wish they were dead, so what's the use? What's the use of drinking if you've always got a thirst? 20 drinks will make you far more thirsty than the first. Seems to me to take a bath is quite a hopeless case. You'll get dirty once again and wash the same old face. What's the use of giving good advice to people now? Wise men need it not and fools don't take it anyhow. Take the straight and narrow path, the parsons always say. What's the use of telling that to people on Broadway? Oh, what's the use of fellows having lots of push if someone else has got the pull? Oh, what's the use of speculating all your cash if you're a bear, you make a bull? Oh, what's the use of people saying you're a bear if then they sleep you for your wool. It is the old bull con, you're just a lamb, and later on you are a lobster when it's gone, so what's the use?
Somebody throw a rabbit's mirror into my face. marry who? She say, you better beg the quick canoe, or I'm a Tony Bragg you in two. Marry who? She make it the hooch of my coach down a Coney Isle. Make me smile. So she go like a this, like a that, like a this. She make us such a dance, never move with the feet of such a funny style. Someone yell like that. Hey, Mary, you're breaking your back. When my man, oh, she make the whole trip a coach.
Right there on a Columbia record from 1905, a 10-inch shellac disc, we heard Byron G. Harlan with the tune Mama's Boy. Before that, we heard a 2-minute indestructible cylinder from 1908 by Arthur Collins, telling the sad story about Mattiuch make it a hoochie macooch down at Coney Isle. He thought she was taking a steamboat back to Italy. That's what she told him. But then he goes to Coney Isle and she's dancing the hoochie macooch. You know? That's not right. But that's the way it works out sometimes. You know? When you least expect it, you see your girlfriend dancing the hoochie macooch at Coney Isle. So, deal with it. Before that, speaking of getting crazy, we heard from Ada Jones on a 1910 Columbia record called Whoop Her Up, Boys, Whoop Her Up. And from 1907 on an Edison 2-minute cylinder, Bob Roberts making us question it all with the tune So What's the Use? All right, going to continue now with 4 instrumental numbers. And we're going to start off with another cylinder. This time it's a 4-minute cylinder an Edison Blue Amberol record from 1916. This is Alessio's Mandolin Quartet with a cylinder entitled Hungarian Serenade.
Thank you.
Well, you wouldn't think it was a polka. At least I wouldn't. But there from 1910 is a Victor record with William H. Wright's on the xylophone called the Sorgenlos Polka. And before that, similar sounding record with a little xylophone in there from the All-Star Trio. A Victor record from 1920 with their tune entitled Old Man Jazz. We heard the ragtime sounds of the Six Brown Brothers before that on a Victor record from 1917 called Smiles and Chuckles. And Alessio's Mandolin Quartet on an Edison Blue Amberall 4-minute cylinder from 1916. Started off that set with a tune entitled Hungarian Serenade. All here on the Antique Phonograph Music Program with me, your host, Mac. I am in the studio with one cylinder and two disc talking machines, cranking them up, and pretty much just putting a microphone in the horn to give your ears a taste of what this acoustic, antique, obsolete technology sounds like. That's right. There's no pretense here of trying to clean it up and make it sound better. We're listening to the Victrola and the phonograph and the talking machine. And what I'm intending is that your ears have an experience like the listener did 100 years ago. That's the point. Those of you who were listening to the show last week might have heard me mention that I was going off to the Mechanical Music Extravaganza out in Wayne, New Jersey this past weekend. Saw some folks I knew and some friends that I'd made through the internet and met in person. And really, it was mostly to look at stuff because while there were thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of records there, I tried my hardest not to buy records. That was kind of my intention, to go there and not buy records. So anything I bought had to really be kind of cool and special. So I did end up coming on with about 10 records, and we're going to hear a few of them coming up. Actually, these next three are a set of early old-timey music, which they didn't call country yet. It was just old-timey and mountain music. And for Carl Sprague, they called him the cowboy singer. And actually, his first record, this is actually, we're going to hear his first record in 1925 on the Victor label. And the side When the Work's All Done This Fall was his huge seller. But we're going to hear the B-side called Bad Companions because that sounds more appealing to me. I've heard the other side before. It was a popular song that was being passed around, and I have an Ernest Stoneman version of it on Edison Cylinder. But I'd like to hear this record. And as I do with a lot of the records I buy from these shows, I haven't listened to them yet. We're listening to them together for the first time. So here's Carl Sprague, the singing cowboy from 1925 on the Victor label, a tune entitled Bad Companions.
Come on, you young companion. And listen on to me. I'll tell you all of that story of some bad company. I was born in Pennsylvania among the beautiful hills. And the memory of my father is warm within me still. I did not like my papa. I did not like my home. I have been seen far and me, so far away did roam. I had a kind old mother who often would drink with me, and the last words that she gave me were a crazy one in me. I have two loving sisters, as kind and beautiful could be. And down on the knees before me, they prayed and wept for me.
was going one night to New York, he throng. I met a poor boy, he was singing a song. Although he was singing, he wanted for bread. And though he was smiling, he wished himself dead. I spoke to this poor boy out in the snow. He had no home shelter and no place to go. No mother to guide him in the grave he lay low. Cash in the cold street was falling on Joe. Cold blew the blast, down came the snow. He had no place to shelter him, no place to go. No mother to guide him in the grave he lay low. Cash on the cold street was falling on Joe. He followed the carriage, he not even smiled, but fondly caressing her old darling child. I looked on this way, and I thought it was gone. Is this poor ragged orchard forgotten by God? And I saw by the lamplight that shone on the snow, the poor deadly creatures of old in our Joe. The light had gone out, the clock had struck one. Along came a policeman whose duty was done. I could tell by the sound of his dull, heavy tread. You would think he was singing the praise of the dead. Oh, what is this? The policeman is dead. It was cold, it was Joe on the ground he lay dead. With his eyes unto heaven, all covered with snow. Right in the cold street, it's cold, it was Joe.
All right, some good little death ballads thrown in there. They're on the Challenge label from 1927. It was James Reagan with the tale of poor little Joe who wanted to be dead, and in the end, his dream came true. Before that, we heard an old-timey medley from Walter C. Peterson on the Silvertone label, 1927, a little harmonica and guitar duet with himself there, I believe. And Carl Sprague, Victor 1925 record. They were bad companions. When you're bad companions, what do? You thrust a knife into the person. And then you end up on the with a noose around your neck, and you're both dead. It's the way it worked out in old country songs. Okay. Well, there you go. All right. Going to do some singers doing songs now in this last set. And going to start this set off with an Edison Blue Amber All Cylinder record from 1916. It's a 4-minute cylinder record by Mr. Walter Van Brunt. And it's called Don't Bite the Hand That's Feeding You. There's a little advice in this song, so listen closely.
Thank you. had come to him friendless and starving, when from tyrant's oppression they fled. But now they abuse and revile him, till at last in just anger he said, "If you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home or the sea, to the land from where you came, whatever be its name, but don't be ungrateful to me. If you don't like the stars in Old Glory, if you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the cur in the story. Don't fight the hand that's feeding you." You recall the day you landed, how I welcomed you to my shore, when you came here empty-handed and allegiance forever you swore. I gathered you close to my bosom, of food and of clothes you got both. So when in trouble I need you, you will have to remember your oath. If you don't like your Uncle Sammy, then go back to your home or the sea, to the land from where you came, whatever be its name, but don't be ungrateful to me. If you don't like the stars in Old Glory, if you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the cur in the story. Don't fight the hand that's feeding you.
Town, and my old dog Jim, the honorary cuss, he just naturally followed us. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. As we drift past Sam Johnson's store, a passel of yaps come out the door. When Jim, he stops to smell a box, they guide at him a bunch of rocks. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. They tied a tin can to his tail and run him past the county jail. And that plum naturally makes me sore, and Lim he cussed and Bill he swore. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Me and them breaks and old Bill Brown, we lost no time in a jumping down, and we wiped them dust up on the ground for kicking my old dog around. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. It makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Dog can't hold no grudge, but once when I got too much fudge, them pounds up tried to chew me up, but they didn't count on old Jim Puff. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Jim sees his duties are runs in, and he lifts into them gentlemen, and he sure must up the coat house square with rags, meat, and hide and hair. Every time I come to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. It makes no difference if he is a hound, they gotta quit kicking my dog around. Oh.
night my sleep is ruined. Ducky this, Dooky that, being here drive me wild. Love is blind, so I find, but guess what gets me riled? Is to do time to watch the ticket do time. Do time to be the biggest do time. Then go see a show. Won't that be nice? Yes, no, where we go is from this hot seat, hot seat to die, to make a little candy to die. I think that fudge is candy to die. Get your evening gown of white, I'll hook it up the back all right, and we'll dine at the Ritz tonight to die. Probably get some from the office, hungry as can be. But on the table, not a sign of dinner can he see. And does he hold his darling little wifey goodness low? Because he loves his little Snooky Oogum so. His little ducky doodles had an awful day. The maid was tied to a hip and simply went away. And so he tried to catch a dinner, what could you expect? Now that his little Oozy Woozy is just a nervous wreck. Is Oozoo time to feed the birdie to die?
Was the wonderful Mitchell Brothers on a Victor record from 1924. A duet who I only know have made a few records. And I remember way back when I first started my show, when I first started posting playlists, someone was obviously doing some research about them, and it was their great uncles, the Mitchell Brothers. And they sent me pictures and information about them. And God, I think I have that on a floppy disk somewhere because it's on my was on my first computer. And gotta dig out those floppy disks. And I do have actually something to play them before they're just unplayable. You know, it's the nature of changing media. All these disk formats and for music and computers and everything all becoming so obsolete so quickly. That's the way it goes. Anyway, that was one of the records from 1924 entitled Too Tired. Before that, Cy Stebbins with the 1922 Vocalion record on a nice creamy brown shellac color. They gotta quit kicking my dog around. You heard he was feeling bad about it. Speaking of being kicked around, Walter Van Brunt on an Edison Blue Amber All Cylinder 4-minute record before that from 1916. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you. Hey, Uncle Sam's taking care of you. Don't bite his hand. He's here to help you. And don't be inconsiderate. Don't talk bad about him. If not, go back from whence you came, because we don't want to hear it. Well, that's what Walter Van Brunt was saying, and I'm sure that fit in very nicely with Edison's point of view. Yes. All right. Well, that's going to pretty much do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I'll be back next week with more records. Not sure what it'll be, but it'll be another show. I never know till a few days before when the ideas start percolating. But, of course, you could always listen to the show archives on WFMU.org. I know a lot of you don't listen in real time. You listen to podcasts. And those of you who might listen through the air or in real time, there's many years of archives available for you to listen to. And if you have any questions about the show, you could always reach out to me via that email thing. My email is mac@wfmu.org. Or if you'd like to record a message to me on Cylinder, feel free to do that and send it to the radio station. You can find our address on the web for doing that. I would welcome a message on an Edison cylinder. And you can always find me and stuff that's going on with the world of my phonographs on my Instagram page. Is it my page? It's my Instagram feed. You can subscribe to it. And then you get pictures of me and phonographs of records coming to you so you can see them. My Instagram name is Phonograph DJ Mac. That's Phonograph DJ Mac, if you want to follow me on Instagram. And I've got a great page on Facebook where all sorts of antique phonograph enthusiasts meet, newbies and old timers, discussing records, posting pictures, asking questions, answering questions. And the page on Facebook is called Antique Phonograph Enthusiasts. So check it out. So, folks, that's going to do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I'm going to leave you with one more. It's the Isham Jones Orchestra on a Brunswick label from 1923, a tune entitled What Could Be Sweeter. So until next time, it's your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty night, everybody. Thank you. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Doing on time. Anyway, hello and welcome to the goddamn Dave Hill Show with me, Dave Hill, the pride of Cleveland, new Hollywood it girl, and your worst nightmare. No, your captain for the next 3 hours of groundbreaking radio on this radio show that they let me have. I have keys to the building, and nothing's ever going to change that unless they ask for them back. Because I'm a champion. Anyway, hi, how are you? I'm really pretty sweet in general. Thanks so much for asking. And thank you for tuning in to the goddamn Dave Hill Show here on WFMU in scenic Jersey City, the Paris of northern New Jersey. In my professional opinion, WFMU 91.1. I'm getting the station IDs out of the way an hour early because I always forget. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9. And online, I'm practicing for when I do it later. Anyway, I'm still severely jet-lagged from Australia. I'm going to talk about that for a really long time in a little bit. But first, the big news. I don't know if you guys have been keeping up on this. Well, first of all, let me address other matters. We have an incredible show. When I say we, I mean me, Dave Hill mentioned earlier, and my lovely and talented secretary, Shayna Feinberg, who's on the premises, on the phones. Call her at 201-209-9368, a number that I totally have memorized. It's only taking me 3 months to do it. 201-209-9368, if there's any matters of great importance you'd like to discuss with her or me or North America or the world, because this is a global operation. In studio tonight is Hari Kondabolu, a great comedian, New York City native of Queens, I believe. If you want to follow or whatever, tweet at me. My Twitter name is Mr. Dave Hill. That's MR Dave Hill. Tweet like the wind at me, and I'll tweet back, and it'll be great. Really, really futuristic. Hashtag Dave Hill WFMU, if you're a hashtag type person. I go back and forth on it. I don't know. Also, there's a chat room, WFMU.org. So go in there, chat with people and whatnot. And I don't know. Give me a call. Let me know what's on your mind. I'll rip some sweet solos and stuff like... I really got to learn the rest of that, but it goes on from there. Anyway, what I was going to say earlier, before I cut myself off, I'm on a lot of cold medicine right now. I'm kind of hammered on top of that, so I apologize for any unprofessionalism this far into the game. But anyway, the big news, as I mentioned, I don't want to bury the lead, but Susan Son... Hey, Shayna, is it Susan Sontag or Sontag? Sontag. The writer, who's no longer with us, I guess she left all her writings and all her stuff.